Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now going to cover Psalms chapter 3. We will entitle this psalm, David Flees from Absalom. The title of the psalm is this, A Psalm of David When He Fled from Absalom, His Son. So that's how we know what the context is. The title tells us. Of course, the story has been related back in the books of Samuel when Absalom revolted against David, and the revolt was so successful at first that David had to flee Jerusalem, went up to the Mount of Olives, then went down to the other side of Mount of Olives as he's running from the revolt, and then Absalom is holed up in Jerusalem. And to make a long story short, David won that battle, but in the process of that battle, Absalom was killed when he got his hair caught in a tree. I think it was Joab, David's general, ran him through with a sword. But it was a very serious revolt. David very well could have lost his kingdom. So we start now in Psalm chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Selah. David says in verse 1, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. We read in 2 Samuel 15:12 through 13. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Galonite, David's counselor, from his city Gilo, while he was offering the sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. There's that word, increased. The conspiracy was increasing because the people were increasing with Absalom. And David says in verse 1, my adversaries have increased. Yes, they had. Verse 13, then a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom. So David has lost the adherence of his people. And Adam Clark says, not only the adherence of the people, but also David's counselors and chief captains. Many were saying in verse 2 of David's life, there is no deliverance for him in God. David's situation with Absalom was really very, very desperate. If you recall our discussion in 2 Samuel, if you haven't heard that, I've already done audios on all of 2 Samuel and covered Absalom's rebellion in great detail, and it was a very, very serious rebellion. David came very close to losing his kingdom. Now, Selah is in there twice. I said in the introduction I wasn't going to talk about Selah, but since we've just gotten started, I'll mention it very quickly. Adam Clark says, much has been said on the meaning of the word, but we have nothing but conjecture to guide us. One option is it means a pause in the psalm, which is how the Septuagint translates it. The Amplified Bible has pause and calmly think of that. So, verse 2 would read, there is no deliverance for him in God, people are saying of my soul. Pause and think about that. Could be a musical term, as the NIV note says. Most of the translations just leave it untranslated. We don't know what it means. Hopefully that's the last time I'm going to mention Selah as we go through the Psalms. And also in the introduction, I mentioned Holy Mountain was Zion, which stands for physically Mount Zion, the Mount Zion, which was inside the confines of the city of Jerusalem, or sometimes it's extended to refer to the whole city of Jerusalem, and sometimes it refers to the whole land of Israel. But Zion is where God dwelt with his people. So in verse 3, David says, O Lord, you are a shield about me. You protect me from Absalom. You are my glory. Glory is the public manifestation of one's excellent characteristics. And David's glory is a reflected glory because he says, you, God, you, Lord, are my glory. You, Yahweh, are my glory. I get my glory from you, even as the moon gets its glory from the sun. You're the one who lifts my head. You lift my head from a lowly state of depression and degradation, and you lift me up. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, crying in desperation. We go now to Psalms 3, verses 5 through 8, and we'll be finished with this short audio. David says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Verse 5, David says, I lay down and slept. John Gill suggests he was sleeping probably because of his sorrow, because people often go to sleep when they are depressed, as I'm sure you know. And then David says, I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I awoke from my state of depression. Why? Because the Lord sustains me. He might not have awakened if the Lord had not sustained him. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. That refers to all the people that were in Absalom's rebellion who have set themselves against him round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek, which actually happened in Absalom's rebellion. Absalom and his folks got wiped out. David won the civil war. Now, the NIV has an interesting translation. The NIV says, strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. That turns this verse 7 into an imprecatory psalm, David saying, smash him. That includes his son, Absalom. Of course, that in the actual battle, if you recall, David said, don't touch my son Absalom. Don't hurt him. Showed himself to be a weakling, and Joab got all upset with him for being a moron, putting all of his soldiers at risk trying to put down Absalom's rebellion. And then when he actually won and Absalom got killed, David starts crying like a baby, which Joab rightly rebuked him for and said, what are you doing, David? These people risked your lives for you, and now you're making them feel guilty like they did some kind of crime for killing your rebellious son. So maybe David wasn't thinking about his son Absalom when he carried out this potentially imprecatory verse here. Smite my enemies. He's speaking of Absalom's troops and allies, maybe not Absalom personally. You have smitten all my enemies on the cheek, or smite my enemies on the cheek, strike them on the cheek, shatter their teeth, shatter the teeth of the wicked. And again, I went through a detailed discussion of imprecatory psalms in the introduction in the first audio of this series, but just let me very briefly say that David is a king. He has the right to exercise judgment on evildoers with the sword. As Paul says, the government has the right to do in Romans 13. It doesn't bother me that David said this, because Absalom deserved to have this happen. He deserved to have more happen to him than having his teeth shattered. He deserved to die, and he did. Verse 8, David says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. What kind of salvation is David talking about? Well, here he's talking about temporal salvation being delivered from the civil war, from the civil uprising. But of course, you can apply that to spiritual salvation as well, because spiritual salvation also belongs to the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now finished Psalm chapter 3. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you stay tuned for our next audio when we discuss Psalm chapter 4.